This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up next hour, we will look at potential teaser legs for the NFL in Week 13. It starts tomorrow with the Cowboys and the Saints. Joe Osborne's going to join us with his thoughts on Week 13 and some lightning bets. But right now, we have to have Aaron Hawksworth take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right, before we start, I'm just annoyed because I always get these spam calls of, hello, you need to extend your car warranty. Even when it's a car I haven't owned in like 2 years, just leave me alone. It's annoying. So that is my gripe for the day.
If you call anybody punishable by death, don't
like you make a phone call? Any phone call?
Yeah, especially 6 a.m. every single day. But
no, call.
No, that's like maybe the only time I'm not alarmed when the phone rings, because usually if I hear it, unless it's grandma from across, who the hell is calling me? Like, you're just so
I assume that it's an emergency now when people call. Like, oh no, yeah. What happened? That I picked the phone up like, oh no, someone's hurt. What happened?
I am sometimes grateful for that morning production call that we have, because days like today where I wanted to keep hitting snooze, I was like, what if we didn't have that 7:10 call? I might wake up at 8 o'clock and be like, oh my god, you know, I just hit snooze too many times. So in a way, I am grateful for it. I do have a baby too, so I'm usually up early. I don't have the luxury of sleeping in. All right, so Mike Tomlin rejected Chase Claypool's request for music and more fun at practice. I love this. So Tomlin was asked about this at a press conference, and his quote was, Claypool plays wide out. I'll let him do that, Tomlin said. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is appropriate. Like, so official the way he answered that question. Did you guys love this? I mean, Tomlin is all business.
It kind of reminded me of during the baseball season when there was a whole thing going on with Tony La Russa, and the players were upset, and Lance Lynn had something to say. And I think the quote from La Russa was like, Lynn has a locker, I have an office. Like, there was something that reminds me of that. Like, I'm in charge here, not this guy. Yeah, I mean, they're losing. Tomlin's, he's upset this week. I'm not surprised.
So this is going to be the first time they're going to have a losing record under him, right? Assuming
likely,
it continues this way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Seahawks and Steelers. The two organizations that never tip over are about to tip over. A little bit more of the Seahawks, but yeah.
And neither of those coaches are in any danger of losing their jobs, correct? I mean, I think Pete Carroll should, but
I don't know if Pete Carroll's going to be back. I mean, Russell Wilson could also say it's me or him. Like, I want a fresh start here.
Yeah, and if I'm management, all right, Russ, let's work out a trade the way he's looked after the last month.
Yeah. You'd keep Pete Carroll over Russell Wilson? Pete Carroll's 70.
Why do I have to keep one of them?
Well, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Saying, I want Pete Carroll out 100%. Yeah. Pete Carroll.
I'm with Tomlin, though, Aaron. I'm with
Tomlin. That was unbelievable. Monday, I could not believe that was their first two-point attempt all season.
Yeah. They both should be gone.
But I would be Tomlin. Poll. Who would you rather see gone in Seattle, Carroll or Wilson?
I'm sure sports radio
and C is both.
Yeah. Oh, that will win in Seattle right now. They're going to keep Russell if they can.
You don't get rid of QB1s, right. And there's still something there. But there is something strange there. It feels like he's not engaged and he hasn't been for quite some time.
Something's off. There's no question about that.
Well,
but I'm with Tomlin.
70 to Joe G's point.
I'm with Tomlin, though. No, unless you guys win, there's no more music. Let's get to practice here.
No music.
Gosh, I don't know how I feel about that. Where are you guys on the music thing? Because when I go to the gym and I don't have music, it is really hard for me to work out. So I can't imagine. I guess an argument could be made that players could be more dialed in, but I could see, you know, Tomlin's side of things too.
Give it to the players. Is it really setting the focus off? Like, it's just, it's not a big thing.
I wonder
if it's so loud and you can't hear anything and you're not focused. I get it, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be that much of a distraction.
Yeah, I have to imagine this is more him annoyed. Like, this is your priority right now. We just got smacked around
That's
by the Bengals.
That's true. Don't tell me how to do my job.
Right. Why don't we focus
your
on the
important things? Your concerns are not
here.
My concerns.
Exactly.
All right, so Jim Harbaugh is doing a very, very nice thing. Sometimes when off the board, I tend to focus on negative things or things that I think are funny. But I think, you know, pointing out the positive that's going on in the sports world is important as well. So Jim Harbaugh is going to donate any bonus he earns to athletic department employees that were hit by COVID-19 cuts. So Harbaugh could be in line for up to $3.5 million in bonuses if Michigan wins the national title. And he plans to, you know, divide that up, give them to athletic department employees because they had their pay cut during COVID-19. I love this.
Between this and the win on Saturday, he's never going anywhere.
No.
I thought it was great because if you dig around, you don't have to dig too far. You'll find a lot of stories, some very rich people, some companies that are flush with money that are donating $0 to any sort of COVID cause. So I think it's awesome. There's no negative spin on it. And it was kind of strange for me on Saturday. I typically don't like Michigan fans, but I was genuinely happy for Michigan fans, and I was pleased for Harbaugh and his family.
You know, one other thing that I think is interesting, because I saw that, I looked up his salary. I was like, how much does he make, right? He's willing to give away all this money, and obviously he's a wealthy guy. He's a big-time coach. You know, guys like Harbaugh suddenly are look like bargains. Like, if Brian Kelly's getting $15 million a year, whatever it is, Lincoln Riley. You know, Harbaugh's
new Tucker.
Contract? Harbaugh gets paid $4 million a year on this contract. $4 million.
That's it.
He's a better coach. I mean,
how much money do you need when you've got your 10 pairs of Dockers? Like, you're set.
You're right. His wardrobe is not expensive. That's true. He doesn't have to worry about that.
All right. Staying along the theme with college football coaches, so much has come out in terms of Brian Kelly. And this one I was a little bit shocked about. So Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh were graduate assistants at the time. They thought they were getting invited to Brian Kelly's Christmas party at his house. At the time, it was in Central Michigan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But instead, when the two guys showed up, they found out that they were like the hired help. They were told to shuffle snow, park cars, and oh, by the way, go get the cars again for the guests at the end of the night. The tweet said, Brian Kelly is not a good person. But gosh, I mean, I guess he was just treating them like interns kind of thing. Like, you're going to do this. But they weren't even on the job. This was like, it just goes to show, like, treat everyone well. You know the whole saying, like, you never know who could be your boss one day. I think Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh are doing pretty well now. And those are two guys you probably didn't want to crap on.
This is like the ultimate, like, this is not the way you treat the intern, right? Like, those guys are there to learn how to coach. And obviously they learned something, right? They both became NFL coaches. Like, they're pretty darn good. But, like, come on, Brian. Like, we're making the grad assistants park cars in the snow. Like, this guy, I don't care that he left Notre Dame and he, you know, upward mobility. That's what all these coaches do. He just seems like kind of a jerk.
Kind of?
Yeah. Or, he's, I mean,
he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy, and it's all coming out now. And now people are letting them know some of the stories out there, and they're not holding back at all. And I know this ties into another one, but there was the photo that went around that went viral yesterday of when Tommy Rees was a player and he threw a red zone interception. And
I was going to bring that up next.
Right. And the photog got a shot of Brian Kelly flipping the bird to his offensive coordinator most recently at Notre Dame, who's trying to bring down to LSU, Tommy Rees. They're trying to make him one of the higher paid coordinators in the country. But that wasn't even the lead to me. The lead to me were the people attacking this guy. He's like, I've kept it under the wraps for the last 8 years.
Well, he made it very dramatic, this photographer, like as if it was Watergate. He's giving the finger, like it was too much.
Yeah. It was so good.
He was there, just waiting for his opportunity to tweet this picture.
Well, kind of it reminds you of what it's like in South Bend. Like, it's a different world. Like,
yeah.
People were ripping on the guy. But, you know, for him, if he would have put this out there 8 years ago, he's probably fired, right? Mm-hmm. If he tweets his picture out. There were so many replies. You are so brave. It's unbelievable. Thank you so much. Like, now my kid won't stop giving the finger to the principal at school. Now my kid is smoking marijuana because he saw this picture. Like, it's hilarious.
It's unbelievable. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Up next, NFL Week 13. Where are the best teams? We'll hit that next on the BetQL Network.
The NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year, and they are giving us a big Week 13 matchup between the Cowboys and Saints. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm going to take the side of the home team in this game. I'll take the side with the points, and I will take the under in the game, including an under for Dak Prescott's passing yards. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user. FanDuel's hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up promo code BETQL before this Thursday night matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code BETQL so they know I sent you.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.